Today's recording is dedicated by Regina Zucker in honor of the 30th yahrzeit of her mother, Mindel Bas Yisrael, an Isha Chashuva, a woman who was taken way before her time, of much education, class, and refinement. May her merit protect her whole family. When the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, would enter the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, the Torah teaches v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'oil mayed b'vayla chaper b'kodesh, that no man, no human being should be there when he enters to atone in the Holy of Holies. No man, v'chol adam lo yiyeh, no man, no human being could be present. And the holy books explain that seemingly the Kohen Gadol, the high priest himself, was a man. He was an adam. How could the Torah say v'chol adam lo yiyeh, that no person, no human should be present, if the high priest himself was an adam? So the Rebbe Rashab explains, because when you enter the Holy of Holies, you're no longer coming as an adam. You've already transcended your adam, your person, the man that's in you, the person you are. You've transcended that. Otherwise, you can never enter the Holy of Holies. But not only the Holy of Holies, the geographical Holy of Holies, but even your own Holy of Holies inside yourself. Everyone understands that the person that you feel yourself to be is not your Holy of Holies. The layer of our personality that we're functioning with now, the things we know, the way we think, the way we feel, the development that we've attained in personality, all these things we did not have 10 years ago. We were not the same person. We had a different layer, a different emanation from our soul that was our personality 10 years ago. And probably a year from now, our personality, our beings will change as well. So none of them are the essence of who we are. So the question is, how do we ever know what's in our Holy of Holies? Other people, for sure, we understand that we don't really ever enter their Holy of Holies. Maybe in life, some of us merit to find the one person who we could try to enter their Holy of Holies once in a while, but we never really fully know anyone's Holy of Holies, including our own. Because the conscious we that we know are always human, and no human could be there when one enters the Holy of Holies. V'chol adam le'yiyeh. Listen to the bell of Amherst, Emily. On my volcano grows the grass, a meditative spot. An acre for a bird to choose would be the general thought. How red the fire rocks below, how insecure the sod, did I disclose, would populate with awe my solitude. We all have volcanoes inside of us, covered with grass, that general thoughts land on once in a while like birds. But deep inside us, how red the fire rocks below. We all have a volcano inside waiting to erupt, and so insecure the sod, and if we would disclose it, the solitude that we all feel at times because of that inner volcano would become completely populated with anxiety, awe, and solitude. So if in poetry we know poetically that we can't ever delve into the depth of our volcanoes, and of course psychologically we know the subconscious is way deeper than anything we're conscious of, and the same applies philosophically. All the philosophers explain that we can't ever really access the capital S self, our Holy of Holies. But what we do have to know, as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya chapters 18 and 19, is that Holy of Holies of who we are, it has a name. It has a name in Torah. The name of that Holy of Holies, deeper than anything we could ever access as human beings, the name of it is Emunah. What's usually translated as faith, but what really is that deep inside our being, we experience the existence of God. We feel Him way above anything we could rationally, logically understand. That's Emunah. That's the Holy of Holies of our soul. Not like people think that faith means things that I haven't yet been able to understand. That's a silly understanding of faith. That kind of faith that's below logic. One could never, should never apply that to God. Emunah is the Holy of Holies of our soul, infinitely deeper than our rational minds. deeper than our psychoses, deeper than the volcanoes of solitude and awe that are inside of us, that are making us do so many things that we don't want to do. Deeper than all of that, the volcano that's deepest inside us is emuna, is a feeling, an experiencing of the existence of God, because the deepest place, the Holy of Holies of our soul, is the same essence as God. It's one with God. What we experience in our minds as faith, as emunah of the existence of God, is because in the deepest Holy of Holies of who we are, deeper than the feelings of anxiety and solitude and confusion and frustration, is Hashem looking back at us. And so once in a while, and particularly when life fills us with pain and frustration, when the red fire that rocks below makes us feel particularly insecure, we have to transcend our being human. We have to enter the Holy of Holies without any humanity, go deeper into the essence of who we really are, and choose God as our portion, because God is our portion, is who we are, deeper than anything we could benefit or gain from that relationship. Or better stated, what we gain is our very selves.